Emergency services in Western Australia are facing widespread power and telecommunications outages as they begin to assess the damage caused by ex-tropical cyclone Seroja, which has devastated small coastal and farming communities in the state's midwest. Major infrastructure has been affected and evacuation centres set up for residents who've had roofs ripped off their homes, while those with properties still standing aren't likely to have power for several days, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
When the storm cleared, the residents of the small holiday town of Kalbarri were out assessing the carnage left in its wake.
The whole house has been destroyed, inside, outside. There's no roofs left, there's nothing left. Gone. Yeah.
Emotionally.
I'm just broken. Seriously broken.
I've been in a couple of cyclones before, but nothing like that.
The towns of Kalbarri, which is close to 700 k's north of Perth and Northampton, were the hardest hit by Cyclone Seroja. Many smaller surrounding communities sustained extensive damage too. Department of Fire and Emergency Services Commissioner Darren Clem says power and telecommunications outages are causing significant challenges.
The reality is that the power is going to be off for days rather than hours, and there's a significant job of work ahead for Western Power to reinstate that.
It's horrible, and I'm constantly checking my phone. My phone keeps on dying because I'm using so much battery checking Facebook.
Cindy Cannon and her family evacuated from Kalbarri on the weekend before the cyclone hit. She woke up to messages from her neighbour, Jenny, which is how she learned her house had been destroyed. But power outages mean she hasn't been able to reach anyone in town since early yesterday.
I have no roof. I have no roof struts anymore. The left-hand side of the front face of my house is ripped off. My roof has taken out my brand new front gate and fence, as well as Jenny's front yard, and is currently sitting in between both of our houses at the end of our cul-de-sac.
What do you think would have happened if you guys had stayed in that house?
Those top three front windows that you can see in the photo of my house, that's mine and my children's bedrooms, and the roof is ripped off above them and the walls ripped off. So I know if we had have stayed and I had have slept through it, my children would have been ripped from their beds. It's absolutely gut-wrenching to think that I nearly stayed.
Buildings in these towns weren't constructed to withstand such severe winds, and it's rare for a cyclone to make landfall this far south along the WA coast. Cindy Cannon's main concern now is how her neighbour is holding up.
I feel also like I've let them down, like leaving and not being able there to help them. The silence is it's daunting. It's horrible.
Defence personnel and emergency volunteers from interstate will help with the clean-up, and there'll be joint federal and state disaster relief payments.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting there.